The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Always seek the advice of your qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Hello, this is Mike King with the Merry Man Herbs Better Life Show. We've got some health tips for you today. I think they're kind of interesting. Did you know that if your DNA was laid out straight, it would reach to the moon 6,000 times? Your right lung takes in more air than your left lung. And of course, that's because you got your heart on the left side and it takes up a little bit of room there. And there are an average of 100 billion neurons in your brain. Your brain does a lot of work. It's like a massive computer. And sometimes, you kind of wonder how you can remember and do all the things you do. Well, you have 100 billion neurons in your brain. Yawning can cause a 30% increase in heart rate. So you would think that would be relaxing, but it actually helps to increase your heart. 7 in 100 men have color blindness. Only one woman in 1,000 has a condition. So men are more likely to be colorblind. And, that can be kind of important, particularly if I had a friend that couldn't see the difference between the red and green light. Of course, they're in the same position, so that's how you could tell if it was red or green. And did you know that only 1% of bacteria cause disease? We always talk about probiotics on the show, and only 1% are actually the bad guys. So there's a lot of good bacteria. We talk about probiotics and prebiotics, and there's a lot of good bacteria out there. So we have a lot of power of the probiotics to fight this 1% of the bad guys. Okay, in the news, we're going to do a little bit of news today. I don't know if you're familiar with pycnogenol. It's the maritime pine bark, but it has reduced the duration and severity of colds in a recent investigation in the Pan Minerva Medica. That's Pan Minerva Medica. It's a study group. And they found that they took 146 healthy volunteers between the ages of 25 and 65, none of whom had been vaccinated against the flu within the previous 3 months. The control group, 76 participants, managed their cold symptoms as they usually did. The other 70% took pycnogenol in their usual cold treatment program. Those who took the pine bark extract saw their cold shorten by about a day, including reductions in symptoms such as cough, sneezing, running nose, scratchy throat. So the supplement group also lost less time from work and took fewer over-the-counter cold remedies. So the new study finds that pycnogenol is a very safe and effective natural cold remedy to treat symptoms of the common cold. And I know a lot of people are really concerned this year about, you know, the flu shot being basically totally ineffective. I think it was only 26% effective, if that. And so here's another alternative to think about. Another little in-the-news tip, this came from, it was published in Cell Metabolism. Vitamin B3 is shown promised as a way to prevent noise-reducing hearing loss. So actually, they tested this on mice, and it's a compound that protected the animal's hearing in both cases, in both studies. So it was a research team out of the University of North Carolina School of Medicine. So, again, there's a lot of supplements that are really important that really can help us. There's a lot of great things in the industry. And today I have a guest here, and I'm very excited about this. Her name is Cheryl Myers, and she is with Europharma. She is the head of scientific affairs and education for Europharma. Welcome, Cheryl. How are you today?
I am fine. Thank you so much for your kind invitation.
Well, it's an honor to have you on the show. I know I've interviewed you in the past years on other shows, and I was really glad to have you on the show today because your company produces a plethora, just a massive amount of really high-quality, wonderful, effective products. It makes me look good. I'm proud, always proud to sell your products, and of course, I just really look up to, he's one of my mentors, Terry Limeron, who's the owner of your company, phenomenal person, brilliant man. I just really respect everything that he does, and I love going to his lectures. And in fact, I think I've had dinner with him a couple times at some of the lectures and shows, and I had a chance to really talk to him. But you're just fantastic, too. I've called you on a number of occasions when I'm writing my papers to get further information, and I love talking with you. But today we're going to talk about the turmeric extracts from the turmeric root. Tell me a little bit about turmeric. I think people aren't really clear about, we hear curcumin and curcuminoids and turmeric. Explain a little bit about that to me, Cheryl.
Well, it certainly can be confusing. Turmeric is a spice, and a lot of your listeners will have heard of this spice before. It's used in a lot of Southeast Asian cooking. In India, it is used not just as a spice, but also as a natural coloring agent because it's this brilliant yellow-orange. In the United States, if you've ever eaten yellow American mustard on your sandwich,
right,
that neon yellow color does not come from the mustard plant. That comes from the turmeric that's added as a little bit of flavoring and also as a natural coloring agent. So turmeric is a wonderful, wonderful food, and it's consumed in certain parts of India that has the highest consumption rate of turmeric in the world. And what they noticed is that in those areas, the people, even though they might be poor and they may not have the best nutrition otherwise,
right,
there were certain diseases that they just weren't getting. It was just amazing.
Looking at maybe a population type study there. So we're seeing something in a population. So what was amazing? What was going on here?
Well, they had virtually no Alzheimer's disease, and the rates of cancer were extremely low, especially gastrointestinal cancer. It was 30 times less than in the United States.
Wow, that is extremely significant. And I know they eat a lot of curry dishes over there, and I also know that they like to add a fat, like buffalo milk or clarified butter. I think maybe because they could feel the difference. Maybe it made them, when they were eating the turmeric root in their curry dishes and so forth, they could feel a little bit of difference.
Absolutely. And the way that they cook with curry is not by the quarter teaspoon like in the U.S., but they would put like handfuls of turmeric into their food, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Oh, my friends.
Consuming huge amounts.
Yeah, I know. My friends from India, I like to tease them because I'm like, well, you smell like turmeric and garlic, because they eat. And it's really healthy. It's very
really
healthy.
Is. So because of this, researchers started to get interested in what is it in turmeric that makes it perhaps a powerful plant-based medicine. And they started to do some research, and they found this compound called curcumin. And curcumin is actually the pigment that gives turmeric its brilliant color.
Isn't it composed? I think I read somewhere it was composed of about 150 or more active compounds, just that pigment portion.
Yes. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah,
but the three major ones are called curcuminoids. And so they have this spectrum of active plant compounds. And, isn't it how we often find things in the plant world? The pigment that gives the plant its color is uniquely powerful and healthy, like red tomatoes are, that red
exactly.
color comes from.
Exactly.
Yeah, lycopene, right.
Right,
carrots
right.
have as their pigment beta carotene.
Right.
So when we look at turmeric, its pigment is curcumin. But it's a very small part of the plant. Only 2% to 5% of turmeric is actually curcumin.
Wow, but it's very powerful. And I know that the way I always think about this is the pigments are produced by the plant to protect it from, the radiation from the sun, from oxidizing and so forth. So when we eat those pigments, we get kind of the uber power from the plant, and sometimes they're just a very, very small part of that plant.
Indeed. And so when you're eating turmeric as a food, it's a very healthy food. But when you're using it as a medicine, you just can't achieve the levels in the bloodstream that you need to have medicinal effects unless you extract the curcumin.
Right.
And that's when a lot of this really powerful research on this substance began.
Okay.
And they started to look at how does curcumin behave in a variety of ways. And they found that it is the most powerful plant anti-inflammatory in the world. They found that it's an extraordinary antioxidant. They found that it plays a huge role in helping to keep cells from turning into malignant cells. So they found all these amazing results. But in the early human studies of curcumin, because it's not very well absorbed, they had to take 20 to 24 capsules a day.
Yeah, I don't want to have to eat three or four roots to get a medicinal effect. I'm sorry, but I don't have the time, and I don't want to have to eat curry dishes all day and bathe in it. That's just too much.
So the next generation of curcumin products, we're all looking at how can we get better systemic absorption of curcumin so that people don't have to take handfuls and handfuls of pills.
Right, right.
And so that's where Terry Limeron comes in. And thank you for your kind words. I'm very proud of our company as well.
Oh, I would be. I think you guys are phenomenal. And we'll talk about more of the products on later shows, but today we're focusing on your turmeric products. But you've got, oh my gosh, you got some products, the new glutathione. I don't want to get on a tangent here, but There are some products that are just phenomenal. They're what I consider life-saving for individuals. But anyway, let's get back to the turmeric.
Right. So what Terry did was then, when he became interested in curcumin science, he found a company that was doing some incredible work using turmeric essential oil in a patented process to boost the absorption of the curcumin. So therefore, instead of 20 capsules a day, you only had to take two, maybe three capsules
there
a day.
There you go. That's more like what I, that's more down my street. Yep.
Yeah. And since that time, this special curcumin is called BCM 95 curcumin, and everybody says, what does the BCM stand for? And I say, well, and it's bioavailable curcumin maximum. So that's what the BCM stands for. It's just sort of a name to differentiate it from just plain curcumin that's on the market.
Okay, and, well, thank you. Can you repeat that again? Because I know a lot of my customers buy this product, and they're always asking, well, what's BCM stand for? So repeat that for us, Cheryl.
Bioavailable
curcumin.
Maximum.
Okay. So you're getting the maximum of the bioavailable curcumin.
Right. That's why they named it that.
And is 95, is that like 95% or something? Is that kind of what that has to do with?
When a person takes curcumin out of turmeric, all curcumin extracts start out as what they call 95%, meaning they're 95% curcumin and 5% little bit of other stuff that comes with it from the turmeric.
And sometimes that's good. Those are actually maybe adaptogenic balancing nutraceuticals in there. So it's more of a holistic. It's not a pure pharmaceutical, you know, one unbalanced substance. It's got the balance in there. I like to hear that.
It's a whole family of compounds.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that a lot of people are confused between turmeric and curcumin. And we see, like, you know, people in the media with talk shows use the words interchangeably. And if you're writing a magazine article, your first primary objective in writing a magazine article is to get someone to read it. And so they have sensational headlines like, what's the special anti-cancer herb that's hiding in your cupboard?
Right.
It's turmeric. But the truth of the matter is, these studies are not done on turmeric. The studies are done on curcumin used as a medicine. So I have nothing against turmeric. It's a healthy food.
Right, but it's just not going to
produce medicinal effects like curcumin can do.
Right. It's just not, there's a not enough oomph there for it to really be effective. And I know that there's a, they bind it to a fat. You know, I was talking about clarified butter and buffalo milk, you know, and I know part of this process too with the BCM 95 is that they're binding it to a fat and calling it a phospholipid, and that helps with absorption. Another thing that I've read about, and I hope you can clarify this, is that it stays in your body for quite a while, 10 to 12 hours. So when you're taking this as a supplement, or as, you know, for pain relief or whatever, it's going to last for a while. And I love that. I love to be able to take a supplement and have it last throughout the day. It just makes it very convenient because you don't want to have to, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner and have to take a pill.
That's for sure. And what they found is that the oil that worked best is for the binding was turmeric essential oil itself. They tried other oils. They thought, well, let's see curcumin bound to flax or curcumin bound to olive oil. But what they found is that in the turmeric essential oil itself, there are compounds called turmerones that themselves are quite healthy that helps facilitate curcumin's absorption. So that's why I am so impressed with the results that we're getting with this BCM 95 curcumin. It's because not only are you getting the curcumin, not only is it absorbing up to 10 times better than plain curcumin.
10 times,
and,
huh? 10
and
times better.
In the body
wow.
for a long period of time, you're also getting other compounds from turmeric that you don't find in any other curcumin product.
Wow, that's amazing. I know there are some other products out on the market that bind it to the fat, but they don't have the oil put back into it. So basically this BCM 95 formulation, which I've been telling all my customers and trying to educate and inform people that it's the one to really look for. Look on the label and, you know, it'll be back in the ingredient listing. Look for the BCM 95. And that's the one that is really like the most effective. And obviously you've got a lot of studies behind that. You know, and again, it's going to, I think we're going to have to do another whole show just, and we'll have you on next time. We're going to talk about all of the different things that this product can do, but tell me some of the, right now, I'm kind of interested in all the different forms, that this product comes in. You know, there's a lot of different products in the line. I know there's like, One that's just the straight BCM95. There's another one that has the Boswellia and some other anti-inflammatories and pain relievers. It's really, really good for pain relief. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, you're right about the studies. We've had 21 published studies. We just had our 21st study published 2 weeks ago.
Just on your products, right? Just on your products.
Specifically on our products, yes.
Wow.
And of those 21, 11 are human clinical trials. And as you know, that's almost unheard of in the natural medicine world.
Yes, it is.
We have that many prestigious trials going on.
So, those are expensive to do.
It is really powerful.
Yes.
Because of that, we do have a product called CuraMed, which is all curcumin. It's all BCM95 curcumin, and that is the one that people use when they're trying to achieve the same results as something that happened in a clinical study. So I consider, you know, everybody back at the office has their shorthand of how to remember the product. Well, this is the medicine, CuraMed. This is
okay.
The one you're using when you're trying to achieve a specific medicinal effect that's associated with curcumin, and that could be that you're using it for, you know, because you've read studies on cancer recovery. It could be that you're using it because you've read studies on diabetes or major depressive disorder. Whatever study you're trying to replicate, this is the one to use to try to get those optimal levels of curcumin in the bloodstream.
And I see that with my customers. They come in. And this is what I love about your product line is a customer will come in, they will take it, and they see immediate, I'm not kidding, they see within a day, they see immediate results of pain relief. Their mood uplifted. Sometimes their blood sugar. I mean, it's unbelievable. And again, we're gonna have to have another whole show to talk about all this. But I mean, there's so much. I know there's over 5,000 studies, or at least over. Last time I looked, there was over 5,000 studies just on turmeric and the turmeric extracts and everything. So this is a highly studied botanical. And now you're saying how many did you say? 20.
21 specifically
21,
on our products.
Just yeah. On your products. Yeah, that is phenomenal. So tell me a little bit more about the product line.
Well, in addition to CuraMed, the medicine, we have CuraMen, which is our pain product. And CuraMen is a blend of four ingredients. And yes, one of the key players is that very special, high absorption, powerful BCM95 curcumin. But to that, we add some other complementary agents like Boswellia, which was called frankincense in the Bible.
Yeah, with the wise men. Yeah, I mean, you know, why did they bring
See, they
that?
Knew
why
it was valuable too?
It was as valuable. Yeah, they brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Right,
I wonder. And
right.
And the myrrh we know is a super antimicrobial, super cleansing. And obviously, back in the day, they had aches and pains too. So you know, and I bet it helped Mary after the childbirth. You know, that would have been a phenomenal. Something to take to help with the pain and the inflammation and the recovery. So I'm sure that was a wonderful gift.
Well, what they found with Boswellia is that Boswellia approaches inflammation a little bit differently than does curcumin. Curcumin touches and modulates every single inflammatory pathway in the body, every single one of them.
Wow, everyone.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it is, because
Boswellia does not. But there's this one little quirky, unusual inflammatory pathway over in the corner called the 5-LOX pathway.
Yes, yeah.
And there are no drugs, no pharmaceuticals on the market that can address that pathway except for steroids. And this 5-LOX, because it doesn't respond to ibuprofen, it doesn't respond to narcotics, it doesn't respond to aspirin or naproxen or any of those other drugs. So the 5-LOX pathway is a kind of inflammation that we see in diseases that are inflammatory but don't necessarily respond to medications like asthma and bronchitis and COPD, et cetera. So with the Boswellia being a very potent modulator of that pathway, we get better benefits when we're trying for overall pain relief.
Right.
When we put them together as partners in CuraMen.
So you got a one-two punch.
Boswellia is also uniquely standardized. It's called Pure Boswellia. It too is clinically studied. It too is a patented process in which the Boswellia is purified to remove certain pro-inflammatory compounds that naturally occur in the plant.
See, this is what I love about your products is, I mean, you're not just putting whatever's the cheapest out on the market. And I know we just had a show on that last time about some of these companies and the big chains just putting whatever out there, which I hope they get in big trouble for. I'm sure they will. But your company goes for the best. It seems the best study, the the laboratory tested. You know, you make sure that the percentages are there. It's standardized. I mean, I just love that. So when I'm selling your product, I know that I'm getting the highest quality product. And I know that that can be a kind of a double-edged sword there, because I mean, it costs a lot to get this to market. So the products aren't always cheap. I mean, they're now, I wouldn't say they're pricey. You really get a good value for what they do, but they're not an inexpensive product. And I think that's in this particular category, if you get a turmeric product and it's really inexpensive, it's probably not going to be of very much use at all. Because your products, I know that, I mean, it's phenomenal how well they work.
Well, I'm right there with you. I'll tell you, there are internet companies that sell turmeric in capsules. Now, turmeric is a great food, but it's cheap, cheap, cheap.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They sell turmeric in capsules, and they sell 100 count of 1,000 milligrams for $9.99, and people think they're getting a bargain because turmeric is the medicine, right? And they buy this, and they get it.
And nothing happens,
They don't get any results. Yeah. They don't realize that in 1,000 milligrams of turmeric, there can be as little as 20 milligrams of curcumin. And as my grandfather would say, that's like spitting in the ocean to raise the tide.
Yeah.
You're not getting medicine. And so people walk away and they say, geez, I took a risk and I bought this product on the internet for $10 and it didn't work. And my doctor was right. It's all hooey, or, it's all voodoo.
Oh,
and none
yeah.
of this stuff works. Whereas if they had come to somebody like you who really only carries high quality, high effective natural
medicine,
it could have been a life-changing event.
Oh, I see it. I see it all the time. I mean, I've got people that, were on prescription drugs for their mood, and, those all have horrible side effects.
Mm-hmm.
And, they come in and they get on the turmeric products, and it is unbelievable how it really helps benefit their mood, and then they get the pain relief. This is what I'm so excited about, is there now a pain reliever on the market that's good for you. It's good for your liver. And again, we'll talk about this more, but it's unbelievable. It's one of these things that they're now, people, you always worry about, okay, well, I've had to take so many of the over-the-counter drugs and I've damaged my liver, or, I've got ulcers, or, all these side effects that can happen. But this product doesn't have any negative side effects. I mean, it's just phenomenal. You reduce your incidence of cancer. You uplift your mood. You get phenomenal pain relief. You aid your digestion. You stabilize your cholesterol and your blood sugar. It's cleansing for your body. I actually took, and again, people are always asking about dosage, and I want to talk about that real quickly before we wrap things up here today. But I took 20 the extra strength Curamin after a tooth extraction, because I was not going to take the, narcotics, the heroin derivatives, which people don't realize. A lot of these narcotics and pain relievers that you get through the conventional medical system, it's heroin. I mean, they're making you a drug addict like right off the bat, and I'm not going to touch that stuff. I just don't believe in it. So I ended up taking about 20 Curamin. Of course, my staff was like, you need to do that every day. You're in a really good mood. But that was the day after a major tooth extraction. And I didn't have any side effects. My bowels were maybe just slightly loose. But I knew that was cleansing and getting, the xylocaine or lanocaine that they'd used and getting all the toxins from the tooth extraction, getting all that out of my body. So I didn't really mind. But,
You know what I often say, Mike?
Yeah.
I say it's the only pain reliever in the world that gives you side benefits instead of side effects.
Amen. Amen. I am just so excited about that. And what about the dosage? People are always talking about that. I know there's sometimes what we call, and I love this, I got this term from you, the theoretical concerns, because I know you put a little bit of a natto in the Curamin product to kind of help it get into the tissues. And people are like, well, natto, maybe is a blood thinning agent. Explain a little bit about these ingredients and the potencies and what we need to be concerned about.
Well, there's not a lot you need to be concerned about. It's safe and effective natural pain reliever. The BCM95 and the Boswellia are both clinically studied, never found any serious adverse effects in any of the human work that's been done on these products. The other backup singers, as I call it, in the quartet are an amino acid DLPA that helps keep endorphins and enkephalins, your body's natural pain relievers active longer, and a little sprinkling of nattokinase. So it is not a medicinal dose of nattokinase. Nattokinase is an enzyme. It's not exactly a blood thinner, but it does help to prevent abnormal blood clotting, and it does facilitate circulation in the smallest blood vessels of the body, which is what you want
You
for
want
nutrient
to get
delivery to the tissues.
You want to get it into the tissues. Yes, yeah.
So it's very, very safe. I wouldn't recommend taking 20 a day. It's going to hurt your pocketbook before it hurts your body. But, you know, if you need to take it temporarily, there's no safety issues whatsoever.
Right, yeah. And the next day, I probably was down to 16 or 14. And then within a few days, you know, and I actually do take one curcumin, Curamin products. I take at least one or two every day. I just love the benefits from it. You know, I'm getting older. I get a little achy, but I don't anymore. And I know I'm doing nothing. But see, this is another thing. I know there was a clinical study. I think it was done on mice where the turmeric, the curcumin compound, actually helped your body to regenerate cartilage. And I thought, so here we've got a product that not only takes away the pain, but actually helps your body to heal. I mean, it's almost too good to be true. In fact, I wrote an article and my editors got all over me. They're like, well, if it's too good to be true, it probably is. And I'm like, no, this product is absolutely. There's studies coming out almost on a weekly basis about how phenomenal and how good this product is for you. So we have a pain reliever that not only has all these benefits, but actually helps your body to heal. And you don't find that with, you know, your regular over-the-counter pain relievers. A lot of them degrade your body or interfere with the healing process. So you're kind of throwing throwing the baby out with the bathwater. You can't find the forest because of the trees, and you're cutting off your nose to spite your face. So, I mean, you know, it's one of these things where we're getting nothing but positive benefits, and I absolutely love it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think that, you know, I'm going to say something very contrary. It is the cheapest product on the market. If you measure price by the benefits and the effectiveness that you gain for your health.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the thing is you're doing no harm. This is what I love. You know, I don't like to buy a product that has side effects. I hate to get something that, you know, they tell me it's medicine, but it has a poison cap on it. Well, you know, how are you going to heal your body by poisoning it? It's just absolutely insane. It doesn't make any sense. You know, I understand short-term use, emergencies, things like that. Some of the pharmaceuticals are absolutely wonderful. But long-term use, and usually with pain relief or when you're battling cancer or something, you're looking at a long-term chronic situation where you need to keep, you know, you need to keep that battle going all the time. And you want to feel confident that what you're taking is not going to be damaging anything that's going to actually help to heal your body. And here we've got and I think it's the only product in the world, and it's never been around before, but in this form, we finally have a product that can relieve the pain and do nothing but positive benefits. It actually heals the body. So I have customers that get on it, and then they don't have to take it. They actually get healed up, and you know, maybe they'll come back for if they overdo or something for a little maintenance. But overall, you know, this is one of the phenomenal things in our industry is, you know, your body gets healed, and then you don't have to keep taking the supplement unless you want to do maintenance. And a lot of people love the maintenance aspect of it.
It is truly incredible.
Well, thank you so much, Cheryl. This has been a great show. Love to have you on. We're going to have you on again next time. We're going to go into detail about everything.
Thank you so much. I will greatly appreciate it and wait the next time we have a chance to chat.
All right. Thank you. The preceding information was not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Always seek the advice of your qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.